Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rico Bronya is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is six times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys, Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Let's get to game two of this series, because this one was annoying on a lot of levels. And I want to get right to David Peterson. David Peterson is a problem right now. There's no denying it. And for too long, I think we looked at how well Peterson pitched most of the season, how deep he was going into games most of the season. And I think we've been blinded by the fact that over the last month or so, he's just not the same guy. I mean, let's take a look at his last seven starts, in which he's allowed 30 runs in 34 and a third innings. Not good, by the way. In those seven starts, forget his record because no one cares about that. The team's record is 2-5. So when David Peterson has taken the mound over his last seven starts, the Mets are likely to lose. Here's why. 3 1/3 innings, 6 runs against Atlanta. He had the great start in Washington when he went 8 innings and only allowed 1 run. We'll call that his last great start of the year. After that, 5 2/3 innings, 2 runs. Not bad, but doesn't get to the 6th. The start against Miami was the disaster. 2 innings, 8 runs. The start in Cincinnati, 5 1/3 innings, 4 runs. The start in Philly, 5 innings, 3 runs. But remember, they gave the man a 4-0 lead, and he very, very quickly watched it slowly dissipate. I guess that's a contradiction. So it wasn't really fast. He slowly let the lead go away. And of course, the Mets lost. And his last start, the start we're about to get to, 5 innings, 6 runs. Is it a wall? Probably. But I've said this many times about guys who are struggling. And I'll especially say it now when you're at the end of this season. It really doesn't matter why a guy's struggling. Like, you could give me 15 excuses. The bottom line is he's struggling. The bottom line is when he goes out there, he doesn't give the Mets a really good chance to win. And so while overall his season has been decent, and there was a stretch of time where he was the only guy capable of giving this team innings, that is not the case anymore. It's not the case because Nolan McLean exists, But it's also not the case because David Peterson is not pitching well. And you look at this start that he made. It's different than the Holmes and Manaea stuff because it's not like David Peterson is just getting off to great starts and wearing down. Like, he began the game on Wednesday by putting the first two guys on base. Same thing in the second inning. Put a guy on base, gave up an RBI single to the eighth place hitter. Like, he was shaky from the jump. And then obviously he runs into trouble in the fifth inning. And I want to break this down because this really, really annoyed me. Obviously, this was a back-and-forth game. He gives up a run in the first inning. Pete Alonso hits the bomb of a home run to tie it in the bottom of the first inning. Peterson immediately gives it back in the second inning on the Drake Cronenworth RBI single, and it's 2-1. The Mets come back. They tie the game on the Marte home run. It's 2-2 in the fifth inning. We've all watched David Peterson. I just gave you his last seven starts, and I gave it to you for a reason. He has not been effective for a while. You are coming into a game in which the night before you used a tag team. So you used zero relievers. Zero. You had Sean Manaea and Clay Holmes, two starters, pitch the entire game. The day before that was an off day. Okay? So two consecutive days in which you did not use your bullpen. David Peterson is putting guys on base every single inning. As the fifth inning begins in a tie game, you have to be on alert that David Peterson may need to be taken out at some point in the fifth inning. Have I said anything crazy so far? I'll get to the specifics, but I just want to set the tone again. A completely fresh bullpen and a pitcher who's made it obvious over the last month, he is not effective and is not going deep into games. Other than the eight-inning start against Washington, he did not complete six innings in any other start. So when he begins the fifth inning and he hits Jake Cronenworth, the eighth-place hitter, alarm bells need to be going off. They didn't. Now, after that, Elias Diaz gives him an out, lays down a bunt. I totally get why he did it, but he also gave the Mets an out. Peterson then walks Fernando Tatis Jr. He is now also facing this Padre lineup a third time around. There is two on and there is one out. And here's my attitude. And I said this, I mean, I have no proof. I said this out loud with nobody listening because I was by myself. I said, one more batter. You let him face Arise with two on and one out. And then in all likelihood, unless he gets a double play, he's out of this game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, if you remember back to, I guess it was two Ricos ago, I try to remember, to David Peterson's last start, even though David Peterson was able to successfully end the fifth inning, I was ready to take him out right then and there. It was the Philly game. I wanted to go to Reed Garrett right there. Now, would that have worked? I have no idea. All I know is that Reed Garrett eventually came in, completely imploded, and we're not going to see him for a while, unfortunately, because it looks like he's going to need Tommy John surgery. So I am showing you, with at least some consistency, if you listen to the Rico, I'm ready to pull David Peterson early. I am not effing around. And especially in this case, when you have a fresh bullpen, because you didn't use the bullpen for 2 days, you would think it would make even more sense to not F around. Luis Arraez lays down a bunt, which this is not the Greg Vaughn, so I'm not going to break down my Padre thoughts on this, but he lays down a bunt with two on and one out to load the bases for Manny Machado. David Peterson needs to come out of this game.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Who's your pick for the crown? You think it'll be Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes? Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? You going Eagles? You going Chiefs? You going someone else? You could also parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start playing your futures bets now, because Future Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And to me, there's clearly a person who should have come in. And that person is Tyler Rogers. And I was so happy, Hoff. I don't know if you pay attention to the show that you produce, but I was driving in and I heard a caller bringing this up, and I was screaming at the radio to the caller and to Sal, who I like, Tyler Rogers, Tyler Rogers, Tyler Rogers. And the caller then, it's almost like he heard me, or maybe we think alike. The caller said, I would have gone to Tyler Rogers. And I'm like, that's my man, because that's exactly what I wanted them to do. And before you respond, Hoff, let me just quickly explain how do you go to your best reliever in the fifth inning? It's easy. Right before Manny Machado came to the plate, Ron Darling said something into the microphone, and he nailed it. He effing nailed it. He said, this is the most important batter of the game. Correct. Sometimes the most important batter of the game happens in the fifth inning, which is why you should be comfortable using top relievers at all moments, because it's not always going to be the eighth inning. It's not always going to be the seventh inning. Sometimes it's the fifth inning. So to screw around with David Peterson, or to screw around with any other two-bit reliever the Mets have, would be a mistake. You go to Tyler Rogers, you try to get a double play. Look, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You go down with your best, or at least one of your best. Obviously, Edwin Diaz is your best. Even I am crazy enough to say go to Diaz in the fifth inning. So that's the mistake that Mendy made. There's no reason David Peterson should have been in that game to face Manny Machado before he hits the grand slam.
I'm going to say you're wrong on one thing.
What?
You're giving David Peterson too much rope to hang himself with.
Oh, too much.
Yeah. You got to be batter to batter. Once he hits the first batter, done. Pull him. I'm sorry. And even if you say, okay, well, maybe he'll get out of that. Maybe that was a mistake. We'll see. Then give him one more. You cannot let him load the bases, because you want to know why? How many times, especially when we first got Tyler Rogers, how many times did Tyler Rogers come in with a man in scoring position, bases loaded, whatever the case is, and give up a soft single to the outfield, which scores two runs and blows the game up? And it's like, oh, Tyler Rogers, great job. You screwed that one up. So it's like, hey, don't allow them to get into that position. You're right. Get that double play, but do it earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. And I think one of the risks of Tyler Rogers is that because he's a contact pitcher, you always run into that risk. But the other positive of a contact pitcher is that he can easily get Manny Machado to roll one over and ground into a double play. Like, when I'm going to a pitcher and my goal is to induce a double play, obviously a strikeout would be great, but a double play would be even better. Tyler Rogers is capable of it. Now, if you want to do it earlier, you're saying right after he gives up the base hit to Cronenworth, you're pulling him immediately with one on, nobody out in the fifth inning?
Yeah. The first batter gets on, done. because we've seen David and this is, again, you said it, fresh bullpen. It wasn't like the day before they were sitting there and like, oh my God, what are we doing here? You have a fresh bullpen and you kind of have to treat David Peterson because history has shown, recent history has shown, he's not effective after the fourth inning.
I think the Mets have to make a decision on David Peterson. They've got to make one, and it's not a long-term decision. This is all short-term. This is all the prism of there's 9 games left in the season, and the Mets are trying to find a way to make the postseason. I do not love David Peterson making his next start as David Peterson. I think you've got two options right now. I think option number one is you send him to the bullpen. That's option number one. We saw him last year make that adjustment and do a damn good job, to his credit. So can David Peterson do it? Absolutely. We saw him do it last year. We saw him do it in the most high-octane position known to man. So that's option number one. Option number two is to use him as a tag team. You know, we already are seeing the Sean Manaea, Clay Holmes tag team. I wanted Kodai Senga to be a part of this. It's a tough call now with Senga. For those that are not aware, his first minor league start was a really good one. His second minor league start was not good. He pitched like 3 1/3 innings. He gave up a bunch of hits. He gave up a bunch of runs. He was not good. And you could tell by the way David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza have talked about Kodai Senga, they didn't talk about him with a lot of confidence. Almost as if his last start, we shouldn't have read as much into the stats more than the stuff. Obviously, I didn't see the start. I'm just looking at the box score like most of us are. So their tone certainly should have given us the heads up that they didn't have a lot of confidence in Senga. I'd be surprised after that kind of start if they're going to call him back up and give him another opportunity. But it leads now to, all right, if you're tag teaming Manaea and Holmes, and now you don't have faith in David Peterson to make a traditional start, we're good with Sprout, we're good with McLean, we're good with Tong, where do you go? How do you handle it? And I think there's a couple of options I would consider. Number one is just starting Sean Manaea. Is looking at Manaea's last performance, 5 innings in replacing Clay Holmes, combined with the way he finished the Philly game, and saying, you know what? Maybe he can start. And maybe Sean Manaea doesn't need to be a part of a tag team. And maybe David Peterson does. And maybe the new tag team, I guess we'll have to come up with new nicknames, is Peterson and Holmes. Now, the timing of that may be a little challenging. I know Sean Manaea right now is away from the team on paternity leave, which could call into question his ability to make the start on Sunday against the Washington Nationals. So you could start Clay Holmes. The problem is I don't think David Peterson would be available after pitching on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I mean, it's 3 days rest. And I guess if you're using him out of the bullpen and you're not using him in that full starting role, maybe it's a possibility. Maybe he could throw 40, 50 pitches if you allow Clay Holmes to go the first 4 innings. The Mets also have an off day on Monday. So depending on how they have to use their bullpen on Friday and Saturday, they could have Clay Holmes only go 4 innings. And instead of tag teaming it with another starter, they could simply say, we're just going to the bullpen. And our bullpen can be used aggressively since they're off on Monday. But that's where I lean right now. And I know that I, like everybody else, I'm floating with the wind right now. You know, every start is impacting our view on this. And why wouldn't it? I mean, it's impacting the Mets' view on it. There's only 9 games left. So where I'm at right now is I would allow Sean Manaea to make his next start. And I would then create a new tag team of Clay Holmes and David Peterson.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Who's your pick for the crown? You think it'll be Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes? Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? You going Eagles? You going Chiefs? You going someone else? You could also parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start playing your futures bets now, because Future Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.